This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines this hour, MUT hosts a high-level BRICS Skills Development Applied Technology and Innovation Working Group, and a new date for the Madlanga Commission of Inquiry is expected to be announced soon. It is just a minute after nine. Good morning. Mangosuthu University of Technology continues to strengthen its global footprint. On the 26th of August, MUT hosted a high-level Chinese delegation from the BRICS Skills Development Applied Technology and Innovation Working Group. The visit, supported by Go Digital SA Foundation, focused on forging partnerships in skills development, applied technology and innovation. A major highlight was the signing of a cooperation agreement with six leading Chinese institutions. The outcome positions MUT as a potential anchor institution for BRICS Future Skills Training in South Africa, a move set to open doors for staff and student exchanges, joint research and capacity building in areas such as artificial intelligence, data science and smart infrastructure. Delegates toured MUT's facilities and assessed the university's readiness to host a BRICS training base, which could bring both prestige and economic growth to Umlazi and KwaZulu-Natal. In other news, a new date for the Madlanga Commission of Inquiry is expected to be announced soon. The spokesperson for the commission, Jimmy Michaels, has told the public broadcaster that the final tests are being completed. The commission will investigate KZN Police Chief Ntandla Mkhwanazi's allegations of political interference in the criminal justice system. Procurement delays forced the commission to postpone its hearings, which are due to get underway today. Michael says consultations with witnesses are underway while the Justice Department and service providers ensure all systems are functional.
The Commission is focused on ensuring that all the necessary ICT infrastructure is fully functional to ensure the investigators and the legal team are able to continue with the critically important work of getting to the bottom of the allegations made by Lieutenant General Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi.
And finally, lisabumbene iqembu lomculo iBlack Diamond yizamalungu alo uDanya Devs noNdo Brown ephumele obala ngokwethula ingoma zawo ngokuzimela. Ukubumbana kwale qembu qinisekiswe nguNdo osezinhlelweni zokukhipha ingoma yakhe ethi Ubuhle Bakho njengoba kuqala uSeptemba. Le ngoma ididiyelwe ngumdidiyeli wase-UK uMule kanti upike iqembu lisicathamiye iBergville Green Lovers. Ekhuluma neintatheli uthi le ngoma esikulungele ukuphumela ebantwini ngokusemthethweni, kodwa ufisa ukuyidedela mhla ka-12 September ukusuku lwakhe lokuzalwa. Uthe ukukhipha ngokuzimisela into ayenzeka. Uthi ukukhipha ngokuzimisela into sekunesikhathi eyidingida nozakwabo uDanya Devs ogama lakhe langempela ngosiphelele dunywa. Kuzokhumbuleka ukuthi uDanya ube ngokuqala ukukhipha kwakhe umsebenzi ezimele. Unezingoma ekubala kuzo ethi Asambe Family Anthem ne-1 million. Undo uthi kuyisikhathi sakhe naye uthi ezwe amanzi ngobhoko ngokuzimela. Uthi njengoba ezokhipha le ngoma ngosuku lwakhe lokuzala, uzimisele ukukhipha i-albhamu ngasekuqaleni kunyaka ozayo. Now, to recap your top story at this hour, MUT hosts a high-level BRICS Skills Development Applied Technology and Innovation Working Group. This is all from myself this morning. Do catch your next news bulletin at 1 o'clock for your MUT Radio News. I'm Amatle Ngwango.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.